Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
UNguNkulunkulu kungasiyena umqambi manga uNguNkulunkulu oyikhulumayo into bese ke uyayenza uNguNkulunkulu okuthembisayo bese uyasigcina leso sithembiso. Tumelo Matlala uthi uyayithetha into yenzeke, yebo kunjalo. Usifaka ngala esigabeni sokugcina elesine ihora no selishayile o 5 after 4 o'clock isigaba ke lesi esizongena kwi discussion yosuku kule nyanga yaboma. So ngiphethe ama queen nje kule nyanga, queens. Yes. Sanbonani bomam, sanbonani.
Eyo, sawubona sisibahle.
Ninjani?
Hayi, siyaphila ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
Amen.
Yes.
Niyabona kuhle kanjani la isitudio?
Hey.
Kuyabonakala ukuthi we are celebrating.
Yes, 43 years of grace.
Bona
imisebenzi yezwi likaJehova, yiyo le.
Yiyo le.
Imisebenzi yezwi lakhe. Siyabonga.
Yo, siyabonga ukuthi ke siphinde sihlangane Pastor Tebogo Mokoena, Pastor Alsi Divani. Ngiyazi ukuthi ukhala imambo lakho ujabule. Imezwa ngithi Pastor Tebogo. Ujabule uthi babuyile la abombama lava engibathandayo lava.
Siyazi nje manje nje uzabe seke semoyeni naye esekhuluma nathi.
Yebo.
Siyamthanda nathi ubaba uMkhali Mambo, siyambonga nyazi ulalele i-support yakhe kuyo yonke le minyaka. He's been so faithful.
Yeah.
He's a great listener and we thank God for his life.
Amen. Amen. Ngicela nisibabingelele emakhaya.
Okay, Pastor Elsie here, Umam Elsie, and I'm happy to be here. Ngiyabonga kuba la, ngithi happy Women's Month, and noku Radio Pulpit 43 years. I don't want to say much about that because sikhule sifunda simamele e Radio Pulpit was change a lot of impilo zabantu. So
yeah.
We are here throughout the month. And with my colleague here now, Mrs. Bash.
Amen.
And Mamkwena. Yeah, I call her like that. Umka, the late Vuyo, we are always here faithful to encourage a woman. And thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love this woman of God, Pastor Elsie, Apostle Elsie. Dr. Elsie,
oh, yes.
Now we must mention that.
Okay.
Use udokotela. She studied to show herself approved. Now she's got her doctorate in ministry.
Wow.
Glory to Jesus.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, congratulations.
So our Jesus girls are shining. We thank God for that.
Yes, si funde na.
Yes.
Si bon se other women.
Women's with kiafunde.
Yes, possible.
Amen. Amen. And I would also like to wish a Radio Pulpit a blessed 43rd birthday. As umfundisi wami eshilo ukuthi sikhule silalela yona. Now in sisibahle ngingakakumithi, I think it was 2004 or 2005 if I'm not mistaken, every day after church I would listen to you. Ngithi oh bantu lo makoti ka Jesus with a beautiful voice and sweet voice and so anointed, I would love to meet ngelinye ilanga. And God made a way. Look at us now. Sahlangana. It's all God's doings. So yes, we are going to be here for the whole month celebrating Women's Month. And we believe God has laid something great in our hearts. Ezonceda abomama ukubakhuthaza and uplift them and bring change and a positive impact in their lives.
Yeah.
So, Sis Bahla, I don't know whether you liked to introduce the topic or Tina Sigwens.
Yeah.
I think you should do it when Jenny host it.
I believe ukuthi lokho sizokhuluma ngakho namuhla siyaqhuquzelana singabomama sithi bomama it's time we rise up as the leaders of our generation.
Amen.
Yeah, sithi asheni imark la sihamba khona. Sithi asibeni influence.
Yes.
And then silethe nethemba ku our communities.
Yes.
Ngalokho abantu bazombona uKristu kithina.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, ngoba uma uthola ukuthi awukho umehluko phakathi kwabomama abangakamazi uKristu nabomama abathi sisindisiwe, uliphi ushintsho esizoletha? And then ikuphi abantu abazokufunda? Ngoba umuntu kumele ahlukanise ukuthi uma ebuke lo mama and then abuke nalo athi hayi man umehluko khona la. And uma kuma koti omncane noma intombazane encane ekhulayo athi no man ngifuna ukuncela ku Pastor Elsie. Ngoba ngiyawubona umehluko, ngiyazi ngibona i-anointing yena. Afune nje ukuthi every time abe emuva kwakho. So imark esithanda ukuthi sishiye la sihamba khona. So today that is why sizobuka Christ epistles, Christ letters. Incwadi lezi ayibhalele thina to guide us. Ngoba lendlela ngeke sikwazi kuhamba singanayo umuntu osiguidayo. So uKristu uyena osiguidayo and then ushiyele le gift those letters. Kumele sifunde and then sibone ukuthi daily kumele sikhulume kanjani. Sihambe kanjani. I believe la uhamba khona mamtebogo uyazi nje mabakubuka bathi hayi man yazi une walk nyana enye different kanti abazi ukuthi uhamba. Uhamba nalomoya ongcwele. So today ke sibuka incwadi ka 2 Corinthians 3 angathi siyithatha lapho ke itopic yethu sibuka Christ epistles. Angazi ukuthi siqala ngokufunda izwi or mhlambe umfundisi naye nje uzophinda asi-introducele yona le ndaba.
Okay, I think the way you mentioning akona it's powerful. Singafunda nje just to put there ukuthi abantu bezwa ukuthi where we get our topic singashunze ngomlomo silfunde futhi.
Yes,
go 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I think when you read from 2 to 3 or when you read from verse 1.
Okay. Ithi ngokufundele mfundisi wami. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and sizoyithatha lapha na ku verse 2. I think I'm reading from the New King James Version. Ithi you are our epistle. Njengoba usisibahle eshilo ukuthi epistle umbhalo noma i letter. This epistle is written in our hearts. Known and read by all men. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink but by the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Not on tablets of stone but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart.
Yes.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
You know, especially where it as balangwa nye
ink. Yes.
Umwengwele uktina. Because Jesus yena himself uktina. Usisibahle just said uti singabo mama. It's very important. Angiti singumbalo people babuka kuthina people babheka the way sihamba the way senza ngakhona you know and also ngesikhathi sa ma challenges all those things ungasuki ku Christ ngoba umbhalo obhaliwe others are learning from you babuka kwena which is it's not an easy thing but uma umkhethile uJesu is an easy thing because we learn ukuthi It's not only about you. You are affecting other people around you. Therefore, it's very important. Kubalulekile ikakhulu ukuthi as an epistle njengombhalo obhaliwe with not njengeinki ubonakale abantu balene. You mentioned something ukuthi in our communities, in our families, and in the church, and whatever workplaces where we find ourselves are, singimubhalo ebhaliwe. Most of the time, people baye basho ukuthi, yo, you know what, no wonder, that is why, you know, you are like that, because of you assisting a lot of people. Like we said, with the radio pulpit has helped change people's life. Kaning uchencha impilo zabantu abaningi the way uphila ngakhona, because when ungumbhali obhaliwe, not for you, for others to see.
Yes.
I always said, especially and my friend Mamtebo, Pastor Tebo, ngithi when you the Bible says ube I fruit elidlekayo, wena njengo the owner or the somebody or producer ama fruit, you are not the one or enjoyer ama fruit.
Yes.
The person who passing is the one who's enjoying ama fruit. So it's the same here as tina siphila impilo zethu njenga amaKrist abantu bakaNkulunkulu singimbhalo ebhaliwe. Eish, yazi yangihlaba lapha ithi asibhalwanga ngeinki.
Eish, kusho ukuthi ayisuki lento. Into ehleli lapha ya. And you know, kusho ukuthi into enhle ukuthi each and every person ondlula kuwena kumele ayifunde.
Yes.
So kusho ukuthi impilo zethu azibe incwadi efundekayo.
True.
Ne, and then ibe a testament of God's glory. Sila
emhlabeni.
Yebo, ngoba uma ungasekho la sile ay cha angeke basawubona lo mpalo.
Amen.
So Pastor Tebogo, what is the main purpose of the ngi pronounce kahle lento
epistle.
Mina ngitsini?
That's why it's related to mpalo.
It's a silent T.
Yes. What's the main purpose?
Okay. The main purpose ukuthi sibe yile mibhalo engcwele egcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele, ngobe iyasho leya voice lela verse ukuthi written not with ink but by the spirit of the living God. Imibhalo ebhalwe ngomoya ongcwele. So shukuthi le masili imi the importance of it ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi mebe sibona bafunde uJesu empilweni ethu. Let people read Jesus in our lives.
Yeah.
Our conduct. The way we speak. Mokuma nange walk. Which I feel it's just it's like fine, but I love it because no muhamba ngendlela ohamba ngayo mele kubonakala ukuthi there is Christ in there.
Yes.
We are born who I'm ngambi nje
uhamba mabad.
We are born a godly walk. And also it's spiritual because the Bible says we must walk by faith.
Yes.
Angithi. So vele leyo faith walk meli bonaka.
Yes.
Singahambi ngokubona.
Ungaxamazeli nje. And now because we live in a world that is influenced by social media and
so many things
especially social media lapho la ukhona, whether you are in Facebook or Twitter or
Instagram
mawuposa whatever akubonakala uJesu when people are reading lezo zinto oziposile, let it be a reflection of Christ. As akufuneki ukuthi you were saying sisibahle ukuthi bangayibona i difference between umuntu ogcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele obhalwe ngeink kamoya ongcwele nomuntu wasezweni, so that izokwazi uku impact abantu bese bathi we want this Christ.
Yes.
We want this Jesus.
Mm.
So it is very important singabawo mama to live a life that is reflecting God's word.
Yes.
I reflecta kanjani ukuthi sifundeke ngokugcwaliswa ngumoya ongcwele. And umuntu ogcwaliswa ngumoya ongcwele uyabonakala
sibahle. Yeah.
Ngayo yonke indlela you cannot miss it.
Nokukhuluma
kwakhe.
Yeah.
Nok each and everything yakhe iyabonakalisa ukuthi umbhalo ongcwele. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, sikhuluma indaba la bazalwane sibuka Christ epistles.
Yes, epistles.
Before the end of the month is we must start.
Sizabe sifundisa. Siyafunda njalo.
And we'll be here for the entire month.
Yes, so kushuthi kumele ngipractice more.
Epistle.
Yes, so be a living epistle mzalwane ngoba to be a living epistle njoba esho umfundisi means ukuthi you are a living, you are a breathing, a walking letter of God's goodness, God's glory, kanye nani ne grace. Mhlambe omunye usanda kungena kwamanje naye nje uyalizwa leli gama uthanda ukuthola incazelo angazi ukuthi singaphinde futhi sichaze ukuthi kahlehle the word epistle lisho ukuthini.
Njengoba Pastor Tebuhashile and also anikeza ama example yokuthi as a living epistle ku social media as well, it must represent you njengoncwadi ebhaliwe. It simple says ukuthi singa affect other people ngokuzikhohlwa ukuthi sibaliwe as an epistle. Kumele ukuthi that's why Apostle Paul, he will go to all those, you know, the churches, Ephesians, Galatians. He will look at the scenario to what's happening at that time. Then uzoba balela bekona elaphayothi nicale kahle and ubani onloyile.
Yeah. Who has bewitched you?
Yes, meaning that I'm a Christian or Christian, even at your community, at your family, ungabi ukuthi uthi Sunday kuphela ngizo represent Christ only on Sunday. It has to be a lifestyle yakho oyiphilayo because you are usindisiwe. And then uma ufuna ukuyiphila Sunday I assist anyone.
Yeah,
that is why okay, let me not go there. I wanted to go to the other woman in the Old Testament. Abanye abantu bebamazi ukuthi ubani, but ngezenzo zakhe ezinhle, you know, in our day-to-day living, whether you're living okay or you're living bad, and each and everything is your character will actually follow you.
Yeah.
And someone was preaching and said the character, it doesn't die. Noma umuntu ahambile sishile emhlabeni, I character yakho iyasala. So all the time njengoba sifuna uba isifundo ebantwini, masiphile lento, masiphile inkosi yami, singabi selfish ukuthi it's about me. We are doing it for other people, for generation to generations.
Amen. So eBhayibhelini le incwadi zibhalwe ngabobani and ngaleso sikhathi besibhalelwa abobani?
Yes, most is Apostle Paul.
Oh.
Abhalela the churches.
Okay.
Yes, avelathi nina because afune sibe different from the world.
Yeah.
So it's very important ukuthi uma you accept Jesus umthathile uNkulunkulu akungafani inkosi yami mekube ne change empilweni yakho ukuthi lo mbhalo lo ubonakale. Angithi the book of Corinthians futhi iwe ubhalile singa asibhalwa nganye inke laba zobona ukuthi uPastor Tibu okay ubhaliwe mayibe ngaphakathi masiphile lento ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sibizela abantu abaningi ekukhanyeni. There was that other woman, my sister-in-law, she's no more there alive. She said we must not push people to the kingdom of darkness. We must take people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
Yeah.
the way spila ngakhona. You know, it's simple as that.
Mm.
Even before you can say what you say, people back accept because of into pila. Uba example of into uyiyo.
Yeah.
It doesn't need any explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sihlaselwe amaChrist, especially local social media.
Mm.
People, they don't represent themselves.
Mm.
People were very bad pawns in
mm.
You know, enkozweni umama vela fika, you know, abheka abantu diwe ababheka ngawo. The very same person abheka diwe abhekile. Uya a pulpit. Uyoshumayela. So you ask yourself, ukuthi, really?
Already ngondo yakho.
Really?
Yabon, yeah.
Ankulunkula size.
Yeah.
You know, this is very deep.
Yeah.
This is very deep because abantu like, kaufela ba Kristi.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Mm.
We need to mele spill into sisho. Whatever you preach, practice it.
Yeah.
Ungumbhalo obhaliwe, obhalelwe other people to learn from you. Ukuthi bafunde kwena.
Walk the talk.
Yes.
Walk the talk.
Mm. Yes. Asithathe kefu sizoqhubeka sibuke le ndaba. Nawe lapha ekhaya mhlambe unalo uvo uthanda ukontributor kule ndaba o mhlambe unama question because njoba usho mfundisi ukuthi lento i deep iyenza ukuthi senzeni sihlole nathi because sometimes siyaphila lempilo and then when a witshela ukuthi hayi mina ngisindisiwe you understand but ungaziphi isikhathi sokuthi uyihlole ukuthi ngabe ngiwo lo mbhalo yini ngabe ngiphila impilo e define u Christu yini so today sibiyela kubomama sithi bomama asihloleni and then if uqaphela ukuthi man there's something wrong
changeable
yes mhlambe sokushintshile ngendlela okhuluma ngayo ngoba abanye bazothi ngishintshwe isimo sempilo o ngishintshwe mhlawumbe umunye uhlukumeziwe uya understand that ngilo muntu onginguye today because hey I've been through a lot omunye athi sengikhuluma ngendlela engikhuluma ngakhona ngoba abantu bangifundisile ukuthi bangibonisile ukuthi if nginenhliziyo enhle o ngibaphatha kahle bona bajike bangiphathe kabi so today ngishintshile I'm this woman because of them uya understand so ezinye izinto okumele sizihlole lezi sibuyela kuyona le ndaba yanamuhle ukuthi are you a living
epistle
yeah
uzoyifunda this epistle
always mengiqala ngithi ngiyalibiza ngicela nicedelele
amen
yeah asindile ngala incingo zivuliwe bazalwane 0123341322
do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
012-334-1322 unga engage nathi ushaye ucingo noma ungathumela i voice note kuleya number yethu ye WhatsApp 0826572729 i SMS iyasebenza nayo unga texta ku 37871 i Telegram nayo iyasebenza 082657 2729 So njoba sikulenyanga yabomama sithi mama ngabe usaphila ngendlela appropriate njengomlandeli kaKristu yini ikakhulukazi kule ikhathi esiphila kuzona hey uyazi nje kunomsindo ezweni kunesiphithiphithi hey kuningi kuningi bazalwane so ingakho sithi asibuyeleni sibuke le mibhalo okuthi uKristu wayibhala through umoya ongcwele ekutheni asguide asilungise igwegwe sibuke ukuthi impilo zethu daily ngabe kuyamthokozisa uNkulunkulu yini and kuletha udumo kuNkulunkulu yini
yes sisibahle uqinisile ngempela because yena uNkulunkulu is always ready and eager to guide us and to show us but only when we examine ourselves sis enze introspection ngobe like you saying ukuthi siphilezweni manje because of social media and zonke lezi zinto ezenzakala isiphithiphithi and we get distracted most of the time uthola abanye abantu nje 24/7 ku social media yazi ngiya ngihleke nabantu abantu we are praying at 12 a.m. mara uloku post ama status la ngiyathandaza uthandaza bani you know I still believe in the intimacy with Christ when you are intimate with Christ ushiya konke sayidini ne the phone bantwana kuba uwe noNkulunkulu uyayibona and then if uzophila leyo ndlela that's how you are going to be a real living epistle ukuthi mebe kubona babona ukuthi there is a God in that person uyabona so like I'm saying uNkulunkulu is always willing to help us ngithanda uSalm 45 ne one Pastor Elsie angazi noma ungasifundela ukuthi he is a ready writer always eager to write good things into our lives but then Tina we have to allow him to do it and how do we allow it by examining ourselves ukuthi sesinegwegwe na sesiphumile endleleni ngoba it's easy to be derailed it's so easy to be distracted because of the pressures of this world and sometimes anama trauma empilweni zethu into ezenzakalayo kithi ezenza ukuthi si lose ifocus and our main focus here should be on Christ uNkulunkulu uChrist yena lo obhala into ezinhle ngathi all the time he says he's the author and the finisher of our faith and yena into meke ibhala akayekeli nje endleleni aqalile uyaqeda but it is very important ukuthi nathi siz examine and always go back to him to the word of God and always go back to the Holy Spirit umsizi wethu our helper and our comforter ukuthi asisize
I think it's
45:1 I think
okay my heart is overflowing with a good theme I
recite recite is to write
yes okay may read it verse number 1
I think it's the B part
or is the B part yes. Or the one that I said I recite my compositions concerning the kings
which
my
is
tongue
Jesus.
Is the pen of
a ready writer the king which is Jesus is a ready writer he's always ready to write good things in our lives ne however thina kumele simvumele ukuthi because we need to also understand ukuthi the Holy Spirit is a gentleman he will never force himself on us if we do not yield to him if singamvumeli he won't if siba busy sivumela ama distractions sivumela to be occupied always preoccupied by things of this world phela thina we are in this world but we are not of this world yes so it's always remember that for us to be that impactful and for us to be able to allow Jesus the king to write good things into our lives lemibhalo emihle we have to be able to allow him and also examine ourselves and always go back to the books that he is writing ukuthi am I in line am I aligned to what Jesus is writing all the time or what Jesus wants to write
that's powerful
yeah
that's amazing in fact
ngicabanga ukuthi everyone omamele this talk already uNkulunkulu uyayichinja impilo yakho already, because the scriptures that we giving it's very strong and it's supporting what we are saying. People, I think it's high time especially now Pastor Tebo ukuthi people bazihlole and they change themselves. Remember the scripture in the book of, I think it's Romans chapter 12 verse number 2, that it says do not be conformed by the standard of this world.
Yes,
by the standard of this world, be renewed by be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And kaningi ngithanda ukusho ukuthi, you know, singavaleli abantu because of the way we live our life, singavaleli abantu to the kingdom, because people bathanda ukusho ukuthi uma banibani aso kuyafana nje. So we need to be back to the living written epistles tena, kungabi nje indaba ye ink but the Holy Spirit. Pastor Tebo just mentioned ukuthi the Holy Spirit uma singamusho akasifosi kithina, unemizwa uyamamela, uyakwazi ukuthi une will, and he doesn't force himself to us, but it's very important ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu we must just follow the steps. Apostle Paul ushile kaningi ize ngithi, oh my goodness, remember the Apostle Paul, all the letters is balile yena bekangahambi no Christ like the disciple of Jesus, beku moya oyingwele umfundisi omguider each and everything. Ngiyasitshela ukuthi where will be the churches today, and the people who don't want to go back to the scriptures. So I want to say ukuthi whoever omamele, ladies to our young girls, back to basics. Back to basics la thina sazi ukuthi abazali bethu noma bona bangayanga enkonzweni uzozwa uthethiswa esifi khona into oyibulalile. You must go to church bayenzele just for the sake of us. And now thina as abaraiser abantwana bethu siya decide or siyancenga ukuthi umntwana umtshela ini amtshele ini. Ucabanga ukuthi it's good for umntwana, and amenzele you are not doing good for that umntwana, because wena awukhulisanga kanjalo. The reason why we stand still strong is because of Bebastella Igniso and helping us. Remember, this is a generation, to change. So we mustn't fail our community, we mustn't fail our children, we mustn't fail everyone who's looking to us. Unkulunkulu uma aku choose or aku the Bible says we are a chosen generation. Uma ekhethile phila lento uNkulunkulu akhethele, because there's a reason for us and it's on the purpose ukuthi sibe khona la emhlabeni ukuthi sipushe lento siyipusha ngkaNkulunkulu. We are a living epistles, sisibahle.
So umama oyi a living epistle simbona kanjani?
You shall see them by their fruit.
Amen. I and allow my fruits abuya kumoya ingcwele.
Yes. So lama fruits sikhuluma ngama fruits anjani?
Ama fruits kamoya.
Ama fruits, yes.
Galatians 5. So, patience, love, kindness.
Yeah, you know, yawasho.
Yeah.
With the book of Galatians.
Self-control.
Yes. Abanye bavele nje baqasuke.
Yeah.
Usuke ekhiphe inhlamba ingaka uya driver. Bam exactly. Umuntu umdrive seka, people make mistakes wena so keep inhlamba ingaka. That's not a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's not a writing of Christ. Christ will never write that.
Yeah.
Ufuna patience. Be patient on the road. Bonakala.
Yes.
Noma beg overtaker.
Wow.
Ungakhiphi inhlamba ingaka.
Yes, yes.
Be patient ngabantwana ekhaya, be patient
kubaba
ekhaya,
kubaba
ekhaya. Be patient ku congregation.
Emsebenzini.
Ku community.
We community.
Wherever la ukhona.
Kubangani bakho Everyone who is around you must see the life of Christ in you.
Manje ke njengoba bengisho phambilini ngithi kunomunye uthi yazi bahle hey yazi mina bengumama right kanjani yazi bengumama right kanjani
bangmosha labantu
bangmosha bazalwane yey futhi uzobuya
bangkhuba
ya bangkhuba uzomunye athi ungangitsheli futhi ngabazalwane ungangitsheli ngabazalwane ngoba bengumama right ngifike ngi right enkonzweni
kodwa uphela abantu wena
bangishuka labo mama sithini kulomama
Ay lo mama kumele simtshele ukuthi it's not awuphilela abantu wena.
Yeah.
Abantu abanasu abanalizulu nesihoko.
Yeah.
Uphilela uNkulunkulu wakho you have a purpose ukuthi bekhona la emhlabeni.
Mhm.
Yazi uma singaya ne izinto zokuthi ubani uthini abanye uvele ubaqolele before they can even talk.
Yeah.
Because you know ukuthi whatever zo issue obvious izokukhubekisa you just forgive them even before they say anything so I think we must learn to live the life of forgiveness then sizokwazi ukuphila siphilisana nabantu
yeah
and sike sayitouch I think sometimes few years ago this thing of forgiveness okay? Because kuba yiwena
a prisoner
yes a prisoner and then lo muntu umkwatele yena akanandaba because of
akaboni nokuthi yeah I wrong into ayenzayo
yes so I think this topic is going to help also abantu baningi ukuthi ba realize ukuthi ngilahlile ngishile lapha because of 1 2 3 ila you know as uJesu esiphambane nangithi besithi I think somewhere the scripture sithi ungathathi isiphambano you know turn it down it's like uthi umsebenzi uyenzile uNkulunkulu hayi Hayibo, let's stand for the gospel. Masimeleni igospel. And it's high time God is looking for men and women who will stand for the gospel. Abanye bayayenza just for the sake of just doing, you know, ukuthi ngibonwe bukani, ngiboneni, abamboneni, ne? Hayibo. No. We need people who stand for the gospel ukuthi sisiza abaningi.
Yeah.
Sisiza abaningi because uyincwadi ebhaliwe.
Yeah.
People bafunda kuwena. So ungabatshela ukuthi okay le chapter nifundile ngiyayikhansela akusithi yiyo. Ngiyayichanger. I mean how can you do that?
So bomama today nje kumele si I think it task le ngithina ku abomama ekutheni ngabe siyincwadi le ebhaliwe yini le ebhalwe ngumoya ongcwele le incwadi esikhuluma ngazo today uma bekubona abantu babonani kuwena uma ukhuluma yini abayizwayo kuwena ungumama asithatha umhlabelelo ngicela sixoxeni ngicela sixoxeni bomama ama calls avuliwe ne WhatsApp ungathumela voice note noma uthumele i text ku 0826572729 noma ke ukhulume nathi live ku 0123341322 yeah emveni kwalomhlabelelo asixoxeni
Radio Pulpit 657 AM a companion for those who need encouragement listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 0674297564. That is 0674297564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Awupheli, yebo umbuso kaJehova awupheli. Isikhathi ke sithi 1646. Incingo zivuliwe esakho lesisikhathi thina sesikhulumile unombuzo une comment 0123341322 uma kukhona ongakunderstand bazophendula abafundisi buza mhlambe uthi hayi mina yazi ningilahlile today ngilahlekile nje angazi ukuthi nikhuluma ngani ya asiza nina ngithi singu radio pulpit sithi singumngani singu radio pulpit sithi singumsizi so asiza neni bomama ngoba siyathanda ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku sibe on the same page ekugcineni kosuku sibe ilabo mama man sibe yilo mama angazi lo waku Proverbs 31 yes lo mama lo uyambona nje yazi ubhaliwe ngale ink engasuki uyincwadi nje efundekayo ubaba wasekhaya mambuka uyafunda kuyena ingane mezimbuka yazi ziyafunda kuyena so ngabe nathi singabo mama emindenini yethu kungaleyo ndlela in our communities emabandleni emsebenzini la sihamba khona nje bayakwazi ukuthi bawufunde lo mbhalo okuthi obhalwe ngoKristu ngomoya ongcwele 0123341322 asikhulumeni unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 umlaleli omkhulu la eRadio Pulpit nangu uthumele la ivoice note kani mambo
wow
Asibingelele nkosazana sibingelele abefundisi bethu lapho hayi ngijabula kakhulu uma kunala abefundisi laba hayi hayi ngiyajabula kakhulu ngisake ngofu sinene manje kuba khuluma ngepapila sijangana irepapila papila incwadi incwadi iyona kudala behlanganisa abantu uma insizwa ifuna intombi ebhala incwadi ebhalela abazali kuba abazali bahamba boyilufunda lencwadi le sebaye lapho babona khona bona manje ke incwadi ke uyidala kwakungana amafoni kwakune telegram nazo zincwadi lezi vela incwadi telegram na incwadi manje ke incwadi le iyo le uma ifike umuntu nibona umuntu ajabula kakhulu incwadi uma ifike yabona namhla kufika incwadi ngijabule ngiyafa manje namhla nje ngijabule kakhulu ngoba incwadi kaChrist ifikile kana mambo kwezaza
Kani mambo. Yeah, ati ipa ari ipapili.
Ipapili.
Oh, okay.
Yeni yajabulisa. Ine indaba ezimnandi,
yesifana
nezindaba zikaChrist.
Good news. Good news. Yeah. Asilalele nangu mama.
Eh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Gospel. Bahle labo mama nabo. Happy Women's Month and happy birthday to Radio Pulpit.
Amen.
I'll start by singing. I'll sing this song. Musali wa msambaria utimile chosombeti Allah. Abai tilela good afternoon. Musali wa msambaria utimile chosombeti Allah. Abai tilela Allah
yena
Allah abaitulela Allah yena Allah abaitulela Allah yena Allah abaitulela Allah yena Allah abaitulela kimsali wa msamaria yaliati majesometsi the book is found Nakhlisem Pina Munna Tomina Thoko and the book is found on John chapter 4 John chapter 4, it reads as follows. Jesus and the Samaritan woman. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was winning and baptizing more disciples than John. Actually, Jesus himself did not baptize anyone, only his disciples did. So when Jesus heard what was being said, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. On his way there, he had to go through Samaria. In Samaria, he came to a town named Sychar, which was not far from the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw some water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink of water." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The woman answered, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. So how can you ask me for a drink? Jews will not use the same cups and bowls that Samaritans use." Jesus answered, "If only you knew what God gives and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would ask him and he will give you life-giving water." Say, the woman said, "You haven't got a bucket and the well is deep. Where would you get that life-giving water? It was our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well. He and his sons and his flocks all drank from it. You don't claim to be greater than Jacob, do you?" Jesus answered, "All those who drink this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring which will provide him with life-giving water and give him eternal life."
Amen.
The woman said, "Give me that water, then I will never be thirsty again, nor will I have to come here to draw water." I started to read from verse 1, and I will add from verse 15. Here the book shows us, ngempela ukuthi Jesus kuyena uphilo. Whenever he gives us, you know, there are people out there who cannot even recognize hore motho o ke motho wa Modimo, motho o rumilwe ke Modimo. They cannot distinguish into zika nkulunkulu. You know, people out there, they are speaking their mind, they are not being scriptural. So here is the word that I am bringing about a Samaritan woman whom Jesus Christ told her that would be, when you drink the water that I will give you, you will never thirst again. Why? I will never go beyond chapter first verse 15. I will end in verse 15. I want others to go in. This is the little that I have. If I can speak, I can speak the whole day. So I am bringing this way, Jawuri. Musadi wa Samaria utimile Jesu meti
Allah abaitola
Allah yena
abaitola
Allah yena
Allah abaitola.
Good afternoon, Sibahle, nabo mama nabo. Happy Women's Month and happy birthday to Radio Pulpit. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Siyabonga
mama. Amen. Uyazi ufaka nomhlabelelo khona lapho. Yebo. Kunombuzo lana ne. How do you overcome hurt caused by Christians to you? Singakwazi ukuyiphendula ngo 2 minutes.
Yes.
Ngoba ngibheka isikhathi la. Okay.
But how do you overcome
hurt caused by Christians?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said before, that by forgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think forgiveness, it's going to help you to overcome the hurt. Because the next person yena aga kubazekile,
and it's difficult to forgive. But when you forgive, it's where you're going to see the healing. Amen. The healing slowly start. We're not saying that immediately, but check your strength. Look how to start it. But healing, it will go to heal the health, mm-hmm. obviously.
Forgiveness in Dokala.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Ngenxa yesikhathi ithingi indlule ngala and then mesibuya ke sisho amazwi esiphuma ngawo. One second. Ange angikuthanda.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuza.
Oh, okay. Get double clickile, sorry. Yes. Okay.
Let me just add into that. You know the Bible says as Christians or believers, we must guard our hearts with all diligence. Because out of the heart springs the issues of life. Ama issues. And when it talks about the heart, it does not talk about the physical organ. Yeah. It talks about the seat of our soul, which is our emotions, our intellect, our will, how we feel. So when you are hurt about something or by someone, it is your responsibility as a Christian to guard your heart. Yes, because out of it comes out the issues of life. Ama issues of life, ukuthi umuntu akhethe, say hateful words, umuntu akdisappointe, umuntu akdrivise kabi, umuntu akugossip about you. All those things, those are the issues of life. Ubabe kaya ngakuphathi kahle, akufihlele imali. Yeah, mele nibe one, the two shall become one. Yes. Nibe transparent bese yena fihlima. Zonke ama issues of life maningi siyawazi. But it is your responsibility as a Christian to guard your heart.
Yeah.
Heart issues very
sensitive.
Very sensitive and very important to ukuthi nje ungavumeli i-offense.
Yeah.
True.
Ungavumeli because ma uyithatha lo offense ikhubaza wena.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Amen. Sure. Asivale ngaleyo note nebazalwane.
Yeah.
Angithi sisabuya next week.
Yes.
Okay. Nitholakala kuphi bafundisi bami? Mhlawumbe kunomunye uthi hayi mina angikwazi ukukhuluma on air le ndaba. Ngisathanda ukuxoxa no Pastor LC eceleni noma Pastor Teboho. Nitholakala kanjani?
Especially ama head.
Yes.
You know, I'm go Facebook LC Tivani.
Yeah.
You can inbox me. And also Instagram, LC Tivani. Then my number, 082-469-7991. Le item yama head. And to assist others. I believe God will help Jessica in the situation akhona. Akhulumisana nathi ukuthi some assistant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mina ke ngikhona ku Instagram, it's Ms. Teboho Mokoena, and then my WhatsApp number is
063-384-1434. Okay.
Cool.
Next week, uyeza uPastor Rayle Hodi njoba sekuzoshaya u5 o'clock. Mina ngiyabuya ekuseni 4. Ngithi nje intambama yakho iqhubeke ibe yinhle.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you.
WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer.
It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.